Wasn't it pleasant, O brother mine, in those old days of the lost sunshine of youth, when the Saturday's chores were through and the Sunday's wood in the kitchen too, and we went visiting, me and you, out to old Aunt Mary's. It all comes back so clear today, though I am as bald as you are gray. Out by the barn lot and down the lane, we patter along in the dust again, as light as the tips of the drops of the rain, out to old Aunt Mary's. We crossed the pasture, through the wood, where the old gray snag of the poplar stood, where the hammering redheads hopped awry, and the buzzard raised in the clearing sky, and lolled and circled as we went by, out to old Aunt Mary's. And then, in the dust of the road again, and the teams we met, and the countrymen, and the long highway with sunshine spread as thick as butter on country bread, our cares behind, our hearts ahead, out to old Aunt Mary's. Why, I see her now in the open door, where the little gourds grew up by the sides, and o'er the clapboard roof, and her face, ah me, wasn't it good for a boy to see? And wasn't it good for a boy to be out to old Aunt Mary's? The jelly, the jam, and the marmalade, and the cherry and the quince preserve she made, and the sweet sour pickles of peach and pear with cinnamon in 'em, and all things rare. The more we ate was the more to spare, out to old Aunt Mary's. And the old spring house in the cool green gloom of the willow trees and the cooler room, where the swinging shelves and the crocks were kept, where the cream in the golden languor slept, while the waters gurgled and laughed and wept, out to old Aunt Mary's.